just bless the beat. Everybody, this is Shauna the Songbird,
and this is Shahari,
and welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. We are recording on Valentine's, so this is going to be probably a quick show because Shahari is working. I have aerial class and some other things to do before tonight, and also it's Black History Month on top of all things. It's always a beautiful time to be Black. Shahari, I want to start off and open up in question, what do you love about being Black?
That's powerful. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that you could say for that. I guess the main thing is I do like my hair. My hair, and
I like it.
Typically my skin is what's the word? I have silver surfer skin. That's what they said. I have silver surfer skin.
They just sexualizing you. Don't. It's okay.
Those are the two things that come to mind at first, because my hair does what it wants to do, and it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, those are the two things that come to my mind. Oh, what about you?
I love the fact that even without words, we are so powerful. I love the fact that, like, when we walk into a room, like, it's either the room is going to follow our energy. So the room is either going to get quiet, the room is either going to get hype and get filled with joy. It's something about us that we can control the environment without speaking and without trying to control the environment. And I think that's so powerful, because I don't really see that with any other groups of people, really.
This is true.
Why this face? Oh my God.
I'm just thinking why exactly that is. Is it because of history, or is it something else?
That is a good question, but also you had a question, like, even, I feel like it's probably been like this from the beginning, you know? You know, from the beginning, whenever they did go over there, or whenever, because Black people are everywhere, and Black people have traveled everywhere, sometimes on their own, you know, look at the Moors. And the Moors, they went to places and bettered the civilizations. So, you know, who's to say that when they set foot on a settlement or particular people that they weren't just completely just floored and awed, and their melanated skin just captivated the people, their demeanor, the way they carried themselves was just so that the people just reacted accordingly.
Right. Was this another one of your high moments?
Why gotta be a high moment?
While you were having your gummies.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. No, I just when I was thinking about this episode, I was like, it's Black History Month. It's Valentine's Day, and you know, and people hype up Valentine's for, like, you know, leading up to it, and it was just like, what do I love about being Black? Like, what do you love about it? And so I was just thinking about things. I wasn't high. I was completely sober at the time. So therefore, geez, like, everything is not like a high moment, sir.
Well, when some of your deep thoughts have been influenced by that, so I was just wondering if this was another one of those. Because it got kind of crazy the last time.
Anyways, can you tell us a quick update about yourself, sir?
Last weekend, I hung out at a restaurant. We had some food. Then we went and hung out at the after party type situation after. The weekend before that, my mom visited with my sister and the dog, Maltese. Did I already tell you this?
I don't remember. I don't think you told the podcast. I think the podcast you told us she was coming.
But yeah, that was refreshing. It was actually very refreshing having somebody in the house besides me. It was life in the house for a couple of days. And then they went back. My sister was checking out a college in town, so she'll help figure out which college she wants to go to. Those are the things that have happened in the past 2 weeks. Still going to the gym. Still avoiding people's. And it's working out. I've seen the difference. I'm still trying to get my legs together, but everything else is working out. So it's, from what I'm doing, I think it's okay. I feel fine, feel energized, and yeah, that's about it. It's tax season. Trying to get taxes together. We're having technical difficulties over here.
Oh no, everything is fine. I forgot to put on Do Not Disturb, and I got a call, but luckily the recording continued.
So who was the call? Please tell me who it was.
You know who was the call.
Exactly. It's always that person every single time.
Anyways, it's tax season.
It's tax season. So I'm going to have to get all my stuff together, you know, trying to figure out. I think I'm going to use TurboTax today. This is not a advertisement, but I feel that's what I'm gonna do. I used the actual person last year, but they're not doing taxes this year, so I think I'm just gonna do the TurboTax at this point. I gotta get my car tags together. Those are the things that are happening. Those are the things, the boring adult things. They said something about delay your taxes, but I don't understand why you do that, but so yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna do that. See what's gonna happen. I gave some money away. I want to see what I can get back. I paid property taxes and all that stuff. Yeah. So that's it. I bought some. I'm gonna try out these barbecue ribs that I bought. You got another call. Did you get another call? Is it the same person again?
I did, but I put myself on Do Not Disturb. So I'm like, how did
the You call must not be on Do Not Disturb.
No, it is. It says it. home.
It must be your aerial class. Did your aerial class call on you? Because Planet Fitness called me yesterday trying to get me to upgrade my thing. I was like, I'm not going to use all that stuff that y'all offering and that thing. Talking about waxing and heating pads. And like, I'm
not. When Planet Fitness start doing waxing and some heating
pads? I don't know. They got all this other stuff they got in the back. I'm not going to use all that.
Oh my goodness. I must recommend the hydro beds are great, especially if you do an intense workout.
That's good. That's good for those who want to do that. Go for it. I'm not going to do all that. So I'm going to stick to my little $10 with my $51 annual, whatever, $10 every month. I'm going to keep that right there. It works out for me. I don't go to the gym till 9 o'clock at night anyway. So I'm not going to do a hydro bed after that. I'm just going to go home and stretch it out and go to sleep. But that's what's been happening. I've been avoiding people's looks and trying to live peacefully in my home because I have people that have mental issues around me who just don't want to take care of their stuff. So all is well in my home. There's peace in my territory, and I'm satisfied with the fat of the wheat. And I pray for the same for them. But it's come to a point in time where I'm going to choose to live. So that's what's going on. That's the update. I hope it wasn't too long.
Hallelujah. I love it. I live for it.
So what's your update? You've been watching anime porn and... other things.
Wait a minute. So, first of all, I have not been watching MA porn. No, I haven't.
Okay.
I had to think about it. I was like, But no, I haven't watched any porn or anime porn or hentai. My porn mostly is like dedicated to us, like Twitter and the sex workers that I follow. And anyways, we're not talking about that. My update, nothing much, just living life, trying to balance living with my partner and trying to like work on, I guess, keeping communication, because I was told that I don't communicate with my friends anymore, but I feel like I do, and my partner feel like I do, and so it's just trying to like maintain everyone's feelings and everything like that. Yeah, I don't know how well I'm doing, but you know, I'm doing. And just living and boring adulting and a couple things. Getting ready for my photo shoot, which has been very involving. I am making a flower wall, making some cloud boards. My outfits came in. We just had to color match my partner to get, because I'm going to paint his face and going to like give him like horns and stuff like that and make him look like a mythical creature. And yeah, it's just a lot of little things. Found out that I need to have to make an appointment to like get his beard colored and filled. Yeah, it's a lot of things that I didn't expect to be involved that it became involved. And then I'm going to be upset because the photo shoot is going to come and it's just going to be like, bing, bang, boom, we're done in 2 hours after I like spent like a few weeks making stuff and preparing stuff. But, you know, it's going to be good results. So...
It sounds like it's going to be good. So you're just somewhat overwhelmed right now at the process, what you're saying.
would have said, yeah, a little pictures. Bit. You said what?
Yeah, you're having over here having Narnia pictures.
I mean, in a sense, yes. So it's a birthday photo shoot.
Is he going to be a goat?
No, he's not going to be a goat. I did think about what is that creature called? Not a centaur. Is it a centaur? Yeah, a centaur.
No, it's not a centaur. I don't know what it's called.
Because the minotaurs are the horsemen. So I thought centaurs were like the goat men.
Sure, go for it. I don't know.
Okay, anyways. But I thought about making him a centaur, but the whole process with like making the hooves and making the legs, I was like, I'm not dealing. So he's just going to have like some little horns. I'm going to do his makeup and contour to where he doesn't look human, but he doesn't look demonic, but he doesn't look too like animal furry either. It's going to be an interesting thing. And
it's going to be interesting.
I have to practice. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's me. What did you expect? So, yeah. So that's pretty much it. Just
I didn't
get
expect
ready
that.
For
that. To be honest. I didn't expect that.
I'm happy then, because when I told people the project, like my mom and some of my mutual friends, they were just like, and I was asking for advice and ideas. They was like, I don't know how to help you. Like, I'm not that creative. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what you would do, how you would do it. So it's whatever. And that's pretty much it. Just getting ready for that. And then March and April is like the normal. Danny's birthday's coming up, my birthday month, and all the traveling, and just doing stuff and enjoying all the planning.
Yeah, that all sounds exciting. It sounds like you got a lot of plans as usual. Nothing wrong with it. You got stuff you got to plan for.
Oh my God.
As far as going back to spending time with everybody, is that what you just said?
Yeah, so
my advice,
not just spending time but just
is
talking
to, my advice would be to keep your joy, because at the end of the day, who you're living with, it's who is closest to you at the time. So once a week, twice a week, call your friends, if that's what you do. I don't know, or every day, you know, because we don't talk every single day. And I don't talk to my friends, other friends, every single day. And it's fine. But that's our dynamic. Your friends might be different. So,
right, because it's going from us talking every day to like, maybe us talking 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. Because I don't talk to my... I have gone months without talking to my friends at some points in time. Because we have lives. So, we don't...
All right, we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna go to the next segment. Because I feel shamed.
Right. I mean, especially, like, we don't, like, it's just, like, being practical, being an adult, and being, knowing that your friends are your friends, but when you're in a relationship, I would think that that person would come first most of the time, and then... Yeah, like the friend that I have that's in town, I don't try to bother him every single weekend because he has a whole family. So, I mean, to me, that's just being respectful. Sometimes you just want to be with your family. So, but that's me. So two to three times a week, I think that's very, very generous for adult friends who live apart and who have other people in their lives. So I think you're doing just fine in my book, just so you know.
That is comforting. I am touched. All right, let's go to reflections. What is love, and how can I feel loved? Love is a noun and a verb that seems to be so impactful to our lives and developments. Love is defined as a deep, intense affection for someone. Others would input God is love for the sacrifice of his son for the souls of his creation. Growing up, the thought and idea of love was rooted in sacrifice and pain. It seemed like one had to break in order to feel those moments of love. Why? I wanted love that would be tender back. I wanted love that would listen back. I wanted love that would not be afraid to hold my hand in a crowded room back. I wanted love to see me cry and be vulnerable enough to cry back. I wanted love to replace the destructive with constructive. I wanted love. Till death do us part, you will forever be held in my heart. Because when I love boldly. Unfortunately for me, when I love you, my bond to you never fully leaves. But that doesn't mean that I'm staying around to be mistreated anymore. Instead of thinking you're not enough, let my love for you encourage you to push yourself to your next goal. Instead of hating your body, let me love you for you, reminding you that you are still beautiful. And if you want to better yourself, it is better. It is possible. But there is never any pressure to change. Instead of hiding yourself, come forth and love me. I want us to grow as people individually and together. I want us to develop our professions and passions. I want us to expand our spiritual and mental borders and expand the broader understandings. I want us to make love. I want to feel the spark and dopamine rush I receive when we hug. I want the synchronization of the bodies the same way we have developed our minds. I want to feel the tension and release of our energy that will soon create new generations. I wanted love, and I want to feel love. Sincerely, Sean the Songbird.
Awesome. So in those reflections, are you experiencing those things now?
Am I a spirit? Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is the reflections on. You're talking to your past. Person from the past. So are you experiencing those things that you wanted now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God. As Lizzo would say, it's about damn time.
That's good. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I feel like it was just like, I feel like this was like very straightforward.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. It was like you were giving a statement. like you were.
Declaration.
Yeah, declaration. It was like an encouraging speech. encouraging speech of what you want in your life. Very inspirational.
Well, thank you. It came to me after a bad dream, so I was like, well, let's do it.
Let's do what?
The reflection.
Okay. Very. Thank you for clarifying, since it came to you after a bad dream and you said, let's do it. So, that's good that you clarified what it was that you were doing.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, can you give us some words of light?
Yes. Today, this is the Words of Light segment with Shahari. It will be coming from Our Daily Bread. This is February 14th. Scripture is Isaiah 62:5. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. Today, we're talking about rejoicing love. Brendan and Katie beamed at each other, looking at the pure joy on their faces. You would have never guessed the difficult ways so many of their wedding plans had been dramatically altered due to COVID-19 restrictions. Even when the only 25 family members present, joy and peace radiated from the two as they said their vows because of their love for each other and expressed their gratefulness for God's love sustaining them. The image of a bride and groom delighting over each other is the picture the prophet Isaiah painted to describe the type of delight and love God has for his people. In a beautifully poetic description of God's promised deliverance, Isaiah reminded his readers that the salvation God offered them reflected the reality of living in a broken world. Comfort for the brokenhearted, joy for those who mourn, and provision for the needs of his people. Isaiah 61:1-3. God offered help to his people because, just like a bride and groom celebrate their love for each other, so will your God rejoice over you. Isaiah 62:5. It's a remarkable truth that God delights in us and wants a relationship with us. Even when we struggle because of the effects of living in a broken world, we have a God who loves us, not begrudgingly, but with a rejoicing, lasting love that endures forever. Psalms 136:1. Today's reading comes from Lisa M. Samra. Okay. What images remind you of God's love?
What images? Family, acts of service, babies.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Images for me, I would go with family. Babies, I mean, you could have love for babies, but as far as babies themselves, they tend to be very self-centered. Maybe they get some love later on. They give love later on. But then I'm a man.
I'm screaming.
The images that remind me of God's love. Me waking up. You know, like sometimes I know that he wakes me up, especially when I wake up before the alarm goes off. just like a little touch. Mm. Or when I'm feeling overwhelmed with something, and I literally just say his name, and it's like an automatic touch on my back that goes down the spine. It's like comfort regularly. Mm. Another question. How does his rejoicing love bring you joy?
How does mm-hmm. his rejoicing love bring me joy? It's like a, I guess it's like,
yeah, this is just knowing that there's someone that loves you, and then the fact that he's all-powerful, all-knowing, and is like in control of everything, but yet he still finds the time to love you. Just having that knowledge just brings a little light to the day. So yeah, so let's end it here. So we can say, loving God, thank you for rejoicing over me in love. We thank you. That was your Words of Light segment for this episode. Please go forth and prosper. Share a little love today. Share a little love every day. Even to those who just do their best to get on your nerves. But it's possible.
Oh my goodness, it's leave your neighbors alone. Leave them alone.
Oh my God. And they need to leave me alone. Talking about me.
Oh my God.
It's them that's antagonizing me.
But that was beautiful. Thank you so much for that. So now let's go into our discussion, which I don't know. I feel like this is probably one that needs to be like a two-parter because it is, I don't know how well it will be discussed between us. And so we might need more time. We may not. So we will just see. So what I had wanted to bring up today was the thought and concept of womanhood and what it means in a sense to be a woman. I know it's a little, different for me to talk to it with you because with you being a man. However, I was having a discussion with my partner, and I was just like, I don't know how it will be, how this will go, because the blueprints and or the setting of the standards of womanhood and or femininity have been set and started by men. So it's just like, how will this go? How can this go? So I'm just gonna go ahead and go with it because
okay, you said that the meaning of woman has been set by men.
So well, the standards of what makes a woman or how a woman should be or how a woman should act and everything were set by men. They were set by men and women went along with it. And then women started making adaptations to it. But ultimately it started with men creating the standards of womanhood and femininity. So first, we're just going to just go by, we're going to go by what is womanhood. And womanhood, the plain definition of it is the state of condition of being a woman. And it's the qualities considered to be natural to or characteristic of a woman. And the characteristics, the distinguishing characteristics or qualities of a woman or of womankind. So then I start looking into what is, how would they, when is a female, when is it considered for her to be in womanhood? And it's stated after she has gone through her child phase, after she's gone through puberty and is in the adult phase of her life. So for you, what do you think, for is your definition of womanhood the same thing, or do you have a different thought process of womanhood?
I don't regularly think about what womanhood is. So as far as that, I would just have to go to the image of my mother, who is a woman. So as far as you're asking, what is the question?
Your definition of womanhood, and oftentimes I say womanhood and femininity because the definitions are very similar to me, and I really have yet to find a difference, because femininity is the qualities or attributes regarded as characteristics of women. And so I was like, okay, this essentially is womanhood. Or I guess maybe you can say that femininity, that womanhood is just femininity in the adult age range, in the adult age range, I would say. But either way it goes, to me it seems as though their definitions are similar, so that's why I go between saying womanhood and femininity. So you're saying that your definition or your outlook of it is related to the example that your mother has set for you.
So the question was, what is my definition of womanhood? Because you went on a spiel there. The question was, what is my definition of womanhood? It would go along with the adult adult age, femininity in adult. What is these words? Femininity in the adult age range. Someone who's, in my definition, you would be like. Yeah, let's just go with that.
Well, cool. So what made me bring this up was I've heard several people talk about womanhood and is reference to trans women and or like non-binary femmes. And the feeling of the infringement of womanhood or femininity, And I'm just like, well, why does... Of course, everything is societal-based. Everything is form and formatted by our standards of society. However, how can a group of people infringe upon your qualities or your characteristics when those qualities and characteristics are literally constructs and concepts that have been taken apart and divvied up and combined over the years? And so ultimately I'm saying, how can you say there's one way of womanhood or one way of femininity? How can you say that one thing is the standard? Because your standard for you is your mother. My standard is a collection of individuals. So it's like how does one define what it is, and how can people proceed to gatekeep the idea of womanhood and or femininity?
Going to the root here, I guess, is what I'm going to. So someone feels infringed upon, and then the other group is asking, why do they feel infringed upon? At some point, with the way the world is, how we're doing whatever it is that we want to do, you can't control people. Going to the root, I think we're caring too much about certain things that don't really affect us. As far as I guess you're talking about, the natural born women are feeling like they're being infringed upon by the transformed women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we're thinking too much about it. Let the people do what they want to do. You can't control people. Live in the life that you've chosen to live. And let them live in the life they've chosen to live. No one's saying that you're not a woman because of the transformed women. I guess it's not the same for the transformed women, but as far as natural women, I think we just need to let that go and let people live their lives. Yeah, but you see what I'm trying to say? It's like we're thinking too much about what doesn't really affect us.
Yeah, we... Right. I see exactly what you're saying. And note that as he's saying natural born woman, some people will... The politically correct term would be cis woman. However, I just wanted to just drop that in there just for people listening to know that, because I know people have a hard time comprehending like cis and everything like that. So yes, and I know there will be some TGNC people that may possibly feel some type of way by him stating naturally born. Ultimately, it's just know that he's talking about biologically born and identifying. Like, it's okay. That's why I just let you go ahead and continue, because I was like, some people may feel some type of way about it. Just clarifying. And for people who get confused with those terms, I also just want to introduce those terms with, you know, in the context of what he's saying. All right. But yeah, but I definitely understand what you're saying as far as just, you know, letting people live, and it really, and like you said, it doesn't really concern you. But then some cis women have stated the complaints that that the trans women are taking their men, and they are taking their places when it comes to dating and finding mates. So would that be considered it concerning them?
I don't know. I just, if the men want what they want, there are men that do want the cis women, so go for those men. Once again, you're thinking too much about this. Plenty of fish in the sea.
Apparently, it's not enough, especially for Black cis women. I've been told. I'm wording these things like this because these are the things that I've been hearing recently, and so I'm just, you know, bringing them up and bringing them out into the public. Hmm. And then on top of that, I know many cis women have stated that they feel as though they can't express themselves as women or their freedom or their version of womanhood because of the trans woman. So what do you think about that? And then after that, we're gonna wrap it up because it's around time for you to go.
Okay, the question was, what?
So what do you say in response to them, those individuals that feel that way, that feel like their expression of womanhood is being infringed upon?
Yeah, I think all those questions that you have go back to the same thing I said in the beginning. Just being yourself, like you're worrying too much about what somebody else is doing. What are you doing? Or what are you not doing that they are doing that is attracting the men that you want? What are you not doing? Or what are you doing? Or what are you not doing? I don't know.
But why should they do that when they are the natural born woman? Why should they have to alter themselves for the quote unquote replicas?
I'm not saying anything about
also not putting anything. Quotations around
I'm air just quotes around saying all that. Be yourself, or because not everybody's perfect. I mean, there are some women that the reason that they're not getting men is because of the things that they do. So what I was saying was, what are they doing that's getting the men that you want? And then try to figure that out, since you keep saying that the trans women are taking the men that you want. Okay, then what are the trans women doing that you aren't doing? Since you're so bothered by them taking men that you think that you should have, okay, what are they doing that you aren't doing? I don't think you should be bothered by it and just be yourself. But that's me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. That was a good talk. it did not go how I was afraid it might go. So therefore, I was just like, okay. Well, awesome. Well, that was pretty much my questioning, and your answer was self-sufficient to like cover all the bases that I had wanted to like bring up awesome. With you. So I will probably continue this conversation with a guest or two in upcoming episodes. So for upcoming bonus episodes, because we're going to continue doing our interviews separately and having them as bonus episodes, and hopefully we'll have worked something out with our schedules soon. Shahari. So I hope you have a wonderful day.
I will.
I hope you enjoy your Valentine's
Day. Share love in my way.
That's it. And I will share love in mine. So until next time, everyone, remember to share love in your own special way, and to know that you are worthy and deserving to be loved, to feel love, and to give love.
Bye.
Bye.
Reflection, 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 reflection.